Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
All bets are off in the NCAA baseball tournament. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky on Sports Notebook. As it stands right now, the Diamond Heels aren't projected to be one of 16 national seeds in the 64-team field. But being a highly ranked team dreaming of Omaha isn't all it's cracked up to be. After all, the number one overall seed in the field has lifted the trophy only one time since ever. In the last two seasons, the number one overall seed hasn't even made it to Omaha. In each case, SEC powerhouses fell on home soil to ACC underdogs in the Super Regionals. NC State toppled Arkansas in 2021 on its way to the College World Series, and Notre Dame took down Tennessee in 2022 to the delight of nearly every other fan base around the country. Last season also saw Ole Miss, a number three seed in its four-team region and the quote-unquote last team in, win its first ever national championship. You'd think the tournament's double elimination format would lead to more chalkiness, but it's precisely the opposite. Between 2004 and 2016, 11 of the 13 national champions were not given a top eight seed, and three of those teams were seeded number three or worse in their own region. Fresno State made history in 2008 when it became the first and only number four seed to win the championship. That's like if a number 13 seed or worse won March Madness. Just another year in Omaha. Carolina has its own experiences with summer upsets. The 2007 Tar Heels were a number one seed and made it to the championship series, but got smoked in two games by unseeded Oregon State. The 2013 team was the best in school history, earning the tournament's number one overall seed. But a loss to unseeded NC State in the first game in Omaha and another to unseeded UCLA in the semifinals sent Carolina home empty-handed. There are other teams that didn't even make the trip out west. The 2022 and 2019 squads each hosted Super Regionals but lost. The 2017 team fared even worse. The Tar Heels were the number two overall seed but lost to Davidson. Davidson! Twice in Chapel Hill for a stunning early exit. Of course, the Diamond Heels have been on the good side of some upsets too. The 2006 team visited number four overall seed Alabama in the Super Regionals and left winners after a two-game sweep of the Tide, capped off by Chad Flack's legendary walk-off homer in Game 2. The Tar Heels then defeated number one overall seed Clemson in Omaha on their way to the championship series. So, seeding really doesn't matter in this tournament. If you're hot, you're hot. If you're not, prepare for a long and winding road back home. This is Michael Coe. See you next time.